What do you call pressed meatloaf made from hog's eye, the hog's head, and so forth?
Let's see. Let me see. Go over that again. We had a name for it.
Pressed meatloaf made from hog's eye, the hog's head, and so forth.
Hog head sauce.
Okay.
You know what?
That's what we called it.
Was it good?
Yes,
it was. Well, I was
trying to get past what it is. As long as no one told you what it was.
Right. Them old cooks know how to season and make it.
On 4th of July, where I live, we raised hogs and we butchered some of them and made it. And one of the men that works for us took the head and the knuckles and the feet, and he took them out and made them. And I don't think I would have wanted to eat too much because those old dirty pigs, I like the barbecue part good, you know. The ribs
it's
and
all right, Bobby, everything. When you get it washed, clean, good, and cooked down that like it ought to be, and make that head.
You good? I never like thought of eating the head of the pig, but I imagine I would do it if he'd give me a taste, it'd be good.
You're thinking about roots and nasty stuff and all like that, but it going on in there and getting in that tight kind you barbecue.
Yeah.
All the head in there and hope to feel that barbecue.
You know, I never realized. But like you know, they used to feed these pigs, and they were mean, you know, and they'd be biting on each other and throwing each other in. And this lady one time told me a story about how she had a pig that was just like a dog. And if anybody strange came up to the house, the pig would run out from under the house and start trying to get them like a dog, and trying to get you, you know, stuff like that. A dog's bad enough. I wouldn't want a pig after me too.
Yeah, you gotta be mighty bad. Bad dog not to that pig got to whoop him too.
I bet it would. Well, they say a pig is will get a snake every time or something like that. They say they'll chew up a snake.
Stand up so cold now and get them all this rich stuff. They may not
care
about the snake now, but they can catch a snake like they would anything else.
Do you have a name for the hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
In the middle of a cherry?
Uh-huh.
I call it the camel.
What do you call the center of a peach?
Camel.
What do you call a peach whose meat clings to the seed?
How you say that?
Like if you're doing a peach, and the meat clings to the kernel of the thing. Do you have a name for that?
Yes. Let me see what the name is. Oh, yeah. We had different kinds of peaches like that. We call that peach. Oh, well, see, that's the one we just bust it open and take the seed out. The other news. I believe it's a press.
Got it.
I can't think of the name.
A press peach?
I believe it's a press peach. Something. I don't forgot.
They got that down here.
Oh,
press.
Yeah.
Must be right.
Well, like,
I hope something like
that. Yeah. What are some beans that don't have to be shelled? What are some beans that do have to be shelled?
You said peas. They have to be shelled. What are these?